Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
All right, Noddy. Somebody slap him.
He came up with the lyrics for that song on the back of a fag box.
He was on the back of a fag box when he came up with the lyrics.
He couldn't sleep one night, so he came downstairs and he had a packet, I think it was Benson and Edges or whatever it was, and he wrote the lyrics.
In August.
Probably.
In the summertime, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Can you imagine how much that packet of fags would be worth now with those lyrics on?
Yeah. And then with the tax on top as well, it'd be even more, wouldn't it?
Excuse me.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, and we are Christmased out in this house.
Oh, yes.
I swear to God, UFOs are diverting. They're all coming here. They're all hovering over the top of the house.
More Christmas trees in our house this year than ever before.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
It looked like, didn't we? Because we bought the Christmas trees, a lot of them, and then we thought, right, and we spoke to the chap who were buying them off, and he said, well, what you need to do is leave them outside, because then they suck the moisture, right? And then right at the last minute, when you want them, bring them in. So, of course, we left them outside, leant up against the wall, and it had been raining.
All his friends on, or wrapped up.
Oh, no, wrapped up. So then we thought, well, Carl said, hey, if we bring them in here, they're going to... Well, it's going to be like it's weeing.
Yeah,
they'll just be
true.
Full of... Yeah.
Be like her walking across the carpet.
Oh, you must keep them outside, but under shelter.
Yes, and that's
where... That was
where
a bit we didn't do.
We didn't do that. So anyway, we thought, well, what can we do? So we found a tarpaulin that I wrapped our mother-in-law in. And we unravelled her. And then we brought it out and ravelled the big Christmas tree in there. And I was saying before, wasn't I, can you imagine if a satellite was actually looking, me and Carl... struggling with it, looked like a dead body that we were bringing into the house rather than taking out.
Well, it's a huge tree, not gonna lie. I tell you what, I was beginning to think when I saw it for the first time up that balcony. I don't know how you got it up there on the Minstrels Gallery, but it's like Norway have made another delivery this year.
The only thing is Yvette's saying this is only really because we have killed someone, and if there is any satellite footage of us, that's the story.
It was the Christmas tree.
That was the story we said on the podcast.
That's our alibi. It was the Christmas tree.
What about that then? So yeah, it's looking very, very festive, not going to lie, and I was amazed. I just, four trees I've counted. Is there any more?
Four trees? Five trees.
Five trees.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
So So well done. I'm impressed with the decoration.
Well,
I mean, you didn't have to do it just for this podcast, but still, you know,
we didn't do it for the podcast. We did it for you.
We did it just for you, so you could really feel Christmassy.
We love our Glenn. Lovely we and do. Fluffy. Like
and you're going to have before you go tonight. Yeah. You're going to have a cup of Christmas tea.
Oh well, I had some last week.
Oh, did you?
No, the week before last week.
Oh, did you? Betty's Tea Rooms Christmas tea. Nice. Very nice. Highly recommend it. Don't know if you can buy it online, but it's very, very nice.
Yeah, but the trouble with the Christmas tea is because we've been having it for like quite a few weeks now. So I'm just kind of getting a bit bored of it.
No, you can't get bored of Betty's Christmas tea.
Oh, it's just every day. What do you want? Give me tea.
All right, Mr. Scrooge in the corner.
Oh, my God. Anyway, should we officially open this podcast?
Let's why not?
Get the jingle bells going.
Yes, the jingle bells. I do actually.
It's Christmas.
I am fully loaded with jingle bells this year. So, in fact, we've got all kinds.
Is that why you're walking funny?
pick a coloured button for a Christmas jingle. Let's open up the snacks.
Yes,
it's a party mix. I've got, because it's a party, I've got a party mix.
Party mix? Yes. Now open those bad boys
sour
up.
Sour cream and chai flavour.
Yes, please.
Lots of
open them up.
Oh. I declare the podcast 105 officially open.
Look at me, I can't wait to get my hands in.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Actually, do you know what? Can I just say, this is the first podcast that I have ever been sat here loving, where we haven't actually gone, it's podcast 105, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, it's the Christmas mood, isn't it? That's what it is. Bear with.
Oh, these are delicious. Come on.
They could still be stronger with the chives, and
no, these are lovely. These are perfect.
A bit of garlic in there would be nice as well.
I know.
You think?
Mm.
Yeah, but to me, you can put garlic in anything.
Oh, where are they from? Party mix coffee. From where?
They are from... those are Aldi.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
MSG free. We like the party mix. Go out there to Aldi. We do like Aldi. Do you know what I've got to get Aldi? It's the salted caramel mince pies. Oh dear God. They are the best mince pies. I shouldn't have said that because everybody's going to rush out and get them and then there's going to be nothing left for me.
Yeah, but if you get them too early, do you remember last year we got them too early?
And
the actual sell by date was before Christmas.
Mm.
Well, that's not good, is it? But I'll tell you what, there's something else.
Oh, yeah.
It's a box so big I can't get it out of my bag.
Oh,
I feel like it's got something Samsung to do with fingers.
It is something to do with... Are you ready for this?
Go on then.
It's festive fingers, my friends.
Oh, festive fingers. Orange Bourneville, dairy milk, and can I just say...
Is that worthy of a photograph?
I think you might have to.
That's worthy of a photograph.
But also, can I just... I'm going over here.
She's going over there, look.
I'm going into the bread bin. Wait a minute. Wait.
We're waiting. What have you got?
We've got Christmas podcast. You cannot be without the Bailey's.
The Bailey's chocolate fingers. Right, hold up the treats. There we go.
Oh, God, I look like I'm wearing my wig.
You are, aren't you?
Well, I've been swimming, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Been swimming today.
You shower cap, you Duncan Goodhue hat.
Oh, no, I don't wear that. I can't bear it. Anyway, there we are.
So, festive fingers. Now, I know that, Carl, you don't like orange-flavoured chocolate, so you don't have to have the orange ones. There's the Bourneville.
Oh, I do like a Bourneville.
We've had this conversation, but no one in their right mind should like orange in their chocolate.
I do like
You are never in your right mind, though.
You see, you've never had Terry's chocolate orange. You must not have been a fan of those, have you?
I have had them in the past, but I realised very quickly that they're just wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
I love them.
Yours.
I like a bit of dark chocolate.
I do
like that.
I do like a bit of dark chocolate.
Open them. Right. You're fingering them. You're fingering the fingers.
I'm fingering the fingers.
Fingering the fingers. Were you a good fingerer?
I've had no complaints. Put it that way.
Not for me, yeah.
Oh dear. Well, I've got nice big sausage fingers, haven't I?
I don't know, I've never looked at your fingers. I wonder if there are any people out there that look at people's fingers and think and get turned on.
Oh yeah, email us, tell us.
Yes, I've never thought of that.
There's
before.
A fetish for everything out there. Yeah. I mean, literally, there'll be people who get turned on by lampposts.
Yeah, but I remember when I first met you.
Oh,
what?
Never mind.
You're right.
I remember when I first met you, Carl, and I look at one of the first things I always look at is a man's hands.
There you go. You see, you're at it.
No, no, not for that reason.
She's like to fisting.
Oh, my God!
She realised I used to be a fighter. She went, oh, ooh.
No, I looked. Will you shut up?
Bare knuckle fister.
Oh, my God! What? Christmas, for Christ's sake!
Yes, we're being frivolous and partyish.
Yeah, you looked at my hands.
And I looked at your hands and I thought, oh, what beautiful hands.
Changed now, isn't it?
No, stop it. They're beautiful. Bent, they're still lovely and gorgeous. No, and it is. And hands are very important, aren't they?
Yes, they're very handy.
Well, as Max Bygraves once said, you need hands.
Oh, shut up.
You hold.
Shut up now. Are we giving Christmas with
you? Yeah. Do my hands look quite? Because I've never been a huge fan of my hands.
It looks like this hand, these fingers here on your left hand, yeah. They look slightly more swollen than those on your right.
Yeah, well, that's the reason I think I've always kept them at arm's length.
Well, being single is right hand gets a lot more action.
No, is it water retention?
It might be. Yeah, feeling the cold a little bit more these days as well.
Oh, yeah.
Are we giving out Christmas presents?
Yes, would you like?
Yes, there's yours from us.
What's this? It's a nice pink bag. Mm. Interesting.
For a pink man.
Oh, now I wonder what this could be. That is a huge vintage bottle of port. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You like your port, don't you?
We do like
your
port.
There's a little present and a card in here, everything.
There's one for Ma. Like
yes, thank you very much. I'll pass that on. I'll let you open that one. That would have been silly, wouldn't it? Silent Night. Have a fab one, you dirty animal. To Glenn, all our love. In fact, oh, Mary, thank you so much.
Very well.
This is a present that's wrapped up.
Yes, I know.
What's this then?
I have to say,
Yvette wrapped that up and I think she's done a bloody good job.
That's very unusual for me.
It is very unusual.
The thing at the top where it looks like someone's done a pigeon's done a poo on it is where I've tried to rip the price tag off.
That's all right.
And it didn't come away.
Star Wars Mandalorian. Zara. Oh, it's like an aftershave.
Oh, it's eau de toilette.
Eau de toilette.
Just have a sniff. What does it smell like? Does it smell of urine?
Let's find out. Oh. Spray into the cap.
You see, if you don't like it, smell it. You can sort of, if it's not, you know, perfect for you, smell it on you. Spread it on your. I can't speak. Spray it on your sheets. Go on.
That's a bit nice. Oh, that's quite fragrant.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Cool. The next convention you.
Oh, that's
ever.
Nice.
Isn't it nice?
That's nice.
You'll be mobbed at the next convention.
Oh, God, it's
convention.
Like lemony.
Yeah.
It's very. I like to call it fresh and clean.
Fresh and clean.
Oh, spray that on your throat.
Pardon? Okay. Here we go.
Spray that on your balls. Go on.
What's that?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Nothing to spray it around your neck, I mean.
Oh, it's a spray on your throat. Do you think that's why you've never been asked to do Chanel? New fragrance from Chanel. Spray it on your throat.
I have a card for you in return.
Go on, Mr. B.
No, after you.
No, because I'm going to get some more wine. You won't.
It says on the front, the Beaties.
The Beaties.
The Beaties.
That's who we are. Oh, I'm glad you like the port. Yeah. And that's nice little Mandalorian Star Wars. Thank me and Mr. Beattie saw that and laughed and we were going
to
get
it. It's the season to be jolly.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
I haven't got my glasses on, but I'm going to go through this.
Whose glasses are?
To Carl and Yvette. And Mary. Wonderful friends who are... Who deserve a very Merry Christmas and wishing you all a prosperous new year. Lots of love. Glenn.
That's me over here. Yeah.
Jamie and Toby.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. How are Jamie and Toby?
They are. Jamie's pretty much taller than me now.
Wow.
He'll be 15 in 3 months from now.
Wow.
So, yeah, I feel quite...
Oh, my God, is his voice dropped?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they're
really?
All sounding a bit deeper as well now.
That's alcohol.
How do you know?
Because it's a star-shaped bottle. Now, it's got...
It
I like to guess.
Bugger to bloody wrap, let me tell you.
Oh, it looks fabulous.
Yeah,
that's like it's like a liqueur.
And there's a parcel here for Carl as well.
Oh my word.
Small but perfectly formed.
See, what I mean? I get the alcohol and you get something fabulous.
Well, I thought I'd mix it up a bit because I got you an album last year.
You did. You're really good at your presents.
This is very well wrapped.
Thank you.
This is shiny wrapped.
A funny shaped bottle.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, a Zippo light.
Oh, wow.
Now, do you remember in the summer when we had trouble lighting our cigars?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, what, so.
What now, that's a windproofy one, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Thank you, Glenn. That is lovely. Listen.
That
That is opening and shutting.
And because I like a drink, I've got Gold Flake blueberry and blackberry flavoured gin liqueur.
Yeah.
And it's got gold flakes in it. And the bottle is shaped in a star. I tell you what, I'll never get rid of that bottle.
No, don't.
It's absolutely fabulous. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. That is wonderful.
I appreciate that. That's awesome. Do you know what? We shall use that on cigars.
Yes.
At some point.
Excellent.
That's wonderful.
Excellent.
I love that. I have to try some of that later.
Yeah, make sure you do.
Yeah, we'll do.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to us all.
Happy Christmas to you.
It wouldn't be a Christmas bash without some crackers. Oh. And not the ones that you eat, obviously, but the old British tradition of... I'm not going to find out these carefully. Just rip the box open, I think.
Yeah.
Like I said to the girls.
for God's sake.
Now, there's multicoloured crackers. There's like an olive green colour or ones with pictures of...
Come on, then.
...leaves on, so...
Ready?
Oh, hang on.
One, two, three. Oh, Glenn won one, and I won one.
Right. Let's see, Carl, do you want to pull another?
I'll pull one. Oh, that didn't...
Hey!
We all won one, how fair is
how
that?
How good is that? What joke? What kind of paper likes music?
What kind of paper likes music? Line dancing. No, line paper dancing. I don't know.
I can hear people at home screaming at the radio.
I mean, if you want, we can save the answers till the end of the podcast.
No, don't be silly. They're not that important. Wrapping paper.
Oh, God, of course.
Trivia.
I've got dominoes. I've actually got cardboard dominoes.
I've got a cardboard dice that I need to shape into a dice.
What have I got here? Oh, I've got something in a brown paper envelope.
It's environmentally friendly presents by the looks of things.
What's that? Oh, what is this?
Oh, is it a puzzle?
It's a puzzle.
It's a metal puzzle. You get to separate those two.
Right. Is it a coil?
Is it a coil? What is it? We've got to put our hats on.
Yep.
I've got a yellow paper hat.
Mine's green.
It's a green. Okay. What colour is yours, darling? Is it in there? Yours is
got
blue.
You got a blue
blue!
I got blue.
How lovely.
Blue, electric blue.
Now, trivia. Which Christmas movie was based on a popular children's book written by... Chris Van Allsburg in 1985.
Do it again.
The Snowman.
No. Which Christmas movie was based on a popular children's book written by Chris Van Allsburg? No. In 1985.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No. The answer is The Polar Express.
Oh. I can't remember.
Okay.
Yes, I said Die Hard.
And then they give you, in these crackers, they give you a charade to do, which we're not doing today.
No. That wouldn't work on the radio, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
Right. Here's my joke according to this cracker. What do you drain your carrots with at Christmas?
Your right hand.
Is that code? An advent colander.
Oh my God. Yeah. Is that one of your jokes?
And here's your trivia. What Italian word for scratched drawing can be found on walls all over the world?
Graffiti.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a shame I didn't get that on Mastermind, isn't it? Embarrassing episode.
Have you been on yet?
No, I don't know, and I don't care. I'm not watching it. I'm ashamed.
You shouldn't be ashamed.
I am ashamed.
You did really well on Morecambe and Wise, and that's great. What you wanted.
I know. Just but it's the general knowledge shite.
Yeah, but the shite at it. General knowledge. Most people who are on there are actually on the television, like they're weather people or they're doing stuff. They're comedians who have to have general knowledge. Since you and I think that, you know, TV today generally is a pile of absolute crap, we don't really watch it. So why you wouldn't be watching daytime fucking TV and getting general knowledge? And we don't look at newspapers because they're all lies. Anyway, joke. I'm sticking up for you, love. I'm on your side. How do sheep greet each other at Christmas?
Away in a manger.
What's that got to do with sheep?
Well, the cattle and lowing and...
Don't be silly, Greg. Greg?
Yvette and Greg!
Gregus. Doesn't ring true.
Merry Christmas to you.
That's really shit. Oh, God.
See, I told you these jokes are worse than mine.
He'll use these jokes himself.
I bloody won't.
On his stand-up comedy that he's
Here we go. This should be good for you. Having done Mastermind, this should be good. In the periodic table... What is the symbol for gold?
AU.
AU.
You got that, Yvette. Well done.
Thank you.
Just a minute. I wasn't just shouting across the table, hey, you!
Yes, sir, you were.
I was giving you the answer.
I didn't know the answer, but thanks to Glenn. See, why couldn't that have been on Mastermind?
One more Glen.
I feel like I'm drained now. I feel like I'm having a party. Yeah,
we're having a party. And you've not having any alcohol. You just had tea.
I've had, yeah, and
or coffee.
Coffee, and then the Christmas flavoured tea.
I've got to smell this gin.
Oh. Have you had some of these chocolate biscuits?
Oh my God, they're amazing. And I reckon. Don't have them all. Because I'll tell you why.
Because you want them all.
No. I reckon, being in bargains, they're going to run out, they are.
Well, we had some correspondence a couple of weeks ago suggesting that was the case.
I know.
Well,
we don't want to go back into being on bargains anymore. Well, we have, darling. We've been in it. Okay.
Don't tell anyone.
I got so excited. I want to smell this. Mm. This is the gin.
I'm the gin.
Sounds like our third date.
Ooh. That was a nice sound, wasn't it?
Oh, jeez. Oh. Oh, yes, you can smell a bit of the blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that...
Can you smell the gold flakes?
I don't know what it is. It's making me piss just smelling it.
Oh, yeah. No, fucking hell.
Have a niff.
Yeah, okay.
Don't put your nose right in it, Glenn. No, bogey dropped in there.
He's got a cold and it's dripped in there.
Ah. Right, let me put the cork back in. I love that bottle.
Nice, isn't it?
I love it.
Is it time to go down the streets of Correspondence Corner and see who's there for us?
Yes, please. Yes. It's Christmas one. Ching, 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 ching,
ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching, ching. Send us your email. Don't be a
Carlsberg do not sponsor this podcast, but we wish they did.
That's what he says.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Would you like to do the honours with the first bit of correspondence dropping in? I can tell you who it's from to begin with. It's from Lee in Newcastle. Oh shit, it actually signs off lots of love, anonymous Lee in Newcastle.
Oh, anonymous Lee. Right. Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl and everyone else who's there. I've been listening to your podcast every week and love them. They make me howl on the way to work. Keep them coming. Just listen to you talking about not being able to say certain things to people in case you insult them. That's me laughing, not them. Just thought I'd share a story from my work. I work as cabin crew, and on a recent flight, the cabin manager approached me and said she thought she had upset a man in row two. Okay. Now, this cabin manager called the passengers either sir or madam. I know what this is going to go. This is going to cause a huge, serious debate, which we will get to.
Okay.
Example. Okay, can I get you any drinks or snacks, sir? We aren't allowed to say this now. Wow. Nothing to do with this incident. We aren't even allowed to say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard over the PA. Are you freaking kidding me?
That's crazy.
That is absolutely...
Lee is saying...
Fucking stupid.
And Lee is saying, how ridiculous. Well, anyway, I replied, I'm sure you haven't upset anyone. I replied...
You said you'd have called them a cunt.
Lee replied and said to her cabin manager, I'm sure you haven't upset anyone. You're lovely and it must be in your mind. No, she replied. He keeps giving me evils every time I pass. I've done something. So I offered to do the drink service with her from the front of the aircraft. Her on one side of the car, me on the other. We got to row two and sure enough, the passenger was iffy with her. So I sort of made a face, sort of to say, you were right, he doesn't really like you. So she said, excuse me, sir, have I done something to annoy you? If I have, it's unintentional. To which the passenger replied, yes, you have. You keep calling me sir and I'm a woman. I know it sounds awful, but I had to walk away and howled. If the cabin manager could have opened the door and jumped, I'm sure she would have. Just goes to show we can't say anything now. Keep the laughs coming. I look forward every week. Lots of love, as you said, Glenn, from Lee, anonymous Lee in Newcastle.
Yeah, but is it her fault that somebody looks like a geezer?
No.
Right. Hashtag stop this shit. We've got to fucking stop it. And you can take this little bit here and put it wherever you want. Hashtag stop this shit. Will we please stop labelling people? And then, I swear to God, I am getting to the point now where I'm scared to death to say, sweetheart, darling, love, sir, miss, whatever. And we've got to stop it. We have got to stop it because this is getting really ridiculous. And it's actually insulting my brain and everybody else's brains out there who are trying to live a normal bloody life. Get a fucking grip, Great Britain, and stop it right now. Hashtag whatever I said before.
Well, listen, stop the shit.
Fucking ranting, stop the shit.
As I said a couple of weeks ago, you shouldn't be worried about offending people, because once you're offended, nothing happens to you. If you don't like what you've just heard, that's okay.
Yeah, but you're talking.
But we've got to stop being scared of saying.
You're talking reason, right? I've watched some interviews, and I can't remember her name, and it was this lady. And she was, I can't remember her name, she was on Piers Morgan. I've been interviewed by Piers Morgan and he was very nice to me, I have to say. So from my experience, he was very nice, he didn't interrupt me once, which is highly unusual.
Yeah, I can come on this podcast.
No, but he was talking about Meghan and Harry.
Oh, and he had what, Meghan and Harry Hewitt?
Yes. And, and he had on there, who's the guy, the ex-military guy that was on SAS, the presenter got sacked? What's he called? Anyway, him, he was there. The reason why he was there was because it was, he'd sort of knew Harry when they were both in the military and so on and so on. They had the, and I've forgotten her name, she was an activist and so on and so on. I'm not kidding you, this woman was so offensive by what she was saying. She had her fingers in Piers Morgan's face. She had her fingers pointing at this other guy's face. No one could get a word in edgeways. And you know, because they didn't want to answer back or be just as rude, because they were terrified. They know that this woman was going to throw in the race card.
Yeah, but it's race baiting, isn't it? And the trouble is, you got too much of that. But it's the whole gender thing. It's all of this stuff.
Everything.
Everyone's too fucking afraid. At the end of the day, is the problem we've got today is everyone wants to be accepted, and quite rightly so. Everyone should be equal. Everyone is equal, and everyone who thinks the opposite is a fucking idiot. However, the people that are doing all of this, gender that, they're labelling themselves, therefore separating themselves, and therefore you are discriminated against by separating yourselves from society. Yeah. Stop labelling yourselves with something. Do who the fuck you want. Be who you want. If you want to wake up as something else, as a penguin or a fucking antelope or whatever, but fine, go ahead and do it. But don't ram it down everyone's throats. And at the end of the day, we've got this society where all people demand to be understood, but seem to refuse to try and understand. That's the biggest thing. Anyway, fuck that. It's too serious.
It's far too serious and Christmassy. Anyway, hashtag stop this shit.
I agree.
Hashtag stop this shit. Yeah. Stop eating these things.
No, Karen.
How is the party mix?
I am loving it.
You don't have any yet?
Come on!
It's nice, isn't it?
I think it's because we had a large lunch and we haven't had any. Even though we've eaten a lot
for lunch.
That's why I'm enjoying it.
This is the season, though, in fact. You know, you've got to have a large lunch and then fill your face with snacks and things.
I did swim a lot today.
You did?
Well, all right.
Do you know, I had a toasted sandwich. It was a goat's cheese, beetroot. I don't really like beetroot, but it was really nice in this. What else was in there? Goat's cheese, beetroot.
Oh, I don't know.
Onion?
Probably some onion in there, something else.
Something
grapes or
ham.
Apple,
grape
maybe.
Yeah, bit of ham.
Oh my God.
Beef.
The goat's cheese was literally must. It wasn't a goat's cheese, it was a herd of goat's cheese.
Really? Are you sure it was cheese?
It was definitely cheese, it was white, not brown. But it was. It was just. Wow. It was. Yeah.
It was
remarkable.
I had. What did I have? Brie, grapes, and.
Apple, was it?
It was amazing. It was amazing. All in a lovely toasty with a big bowl of crisps and salad. Oh!
It's a place called Miss Marmalade.
Miss Marmalade.
Miss Marmalade's in
Nantwich. If anybody's not been, you need to go. But it does get very busy. Very retro inside, isn't it?
It's just fantastic.
Absolutely fabulous. We love it. We like to sit at a table. A
specific table.
That has a skeleton sitting there.
Yeah. I've seen the picture.
Yeah, and then, like I say, the only thing we've eaten today is at lunch, and we thought, we were like, oh, we won't have any dinner. Now I've had a bit of wine, and now I'm a bit, it's Christmas!
It's just that you remind me of Pat Coombs, I think, a little bit there, with the expression on your face.
You just said that to me.
It was the expression of the...
I remind you of Pat Coombs!
Just that expression you were giving me there.
I mean, you ain't talking.
Who's Pat Coombs?
She's a brilliant comedy actress.
She's fucking dead! She's dead! At least she was alive. She's probably about 100 and something now. Pat, I'm going to look in the mirror tonight before I go to bed.
Tell me,
Pat Coombs. Find a picture of Pat Coombs.
Oh, my God!
He thinks I look like Pat Coombs.
No, no, just don't look.
Shut up.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
It sounds like a Christmas dinner, this.
It does, it's like a happy Christmas.
Fucking hate you.
Fuck off.
Never lie, yo.
Here we go.
Pat Coombs.
Oh, yes, I know. Lovely. Brilliant actress.
Yeah, there you go.
She doesn't have a moustache, does she?
Why, do you want to compare moustaches?
No, not. She doesn't have a moustache, so therefore...
Well, she waxes hers.
Yeah.
Can't remind you, then. I'm not like her, according to you.
Well, anywho, the point I was trying to say was, it was just the look you were shooting in my direction there.
What's the name of this sport? What was the name of the ITV sports presenter that had a white thing in his hair?
Dickie Davis.
I looked down at the fanny this morning and I thought, well, it's Dickie Davis.
Dickie Davis is down there.
Dickie, what are you doing down there?
Do you know, I used to get him and Des Lynam mixed up.
What, in your pubes?
Yeah. I looked at the dick and I thought, is it Des Lynam?
Or is it Dickie Davis? Dickie today. You had to switch the TV manually over the channels.
Yes.
Get up off your ass.
Yeah.
And then press the button. And I used to, Grandstand was on BBC One, wasn't it? And it was Des Lynam. And then you'd switch to ITV and it's World of Sport and Dickie Davis was presenting. And I was convinced it was the same man, but I was wondering how he was talking at the same time and the background was changing.
Right, yeah.
Because they
weren't very
so
bright
alike.
As a kid, were you?
No, not really.
Do you remember when you used to have to get up and turn the telly over?
Okay.
I know at our house it was a thing, but when you were all sitting down, no one complained about what was on the television because as soon as someone said, shall I turn it over? You go, yeah, go on. And as soon as they got up, he goes, well, you're up, pop the kettle on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
Caroline Ahern got that right in the Royal Family.
She did, yeah.
That was absolutely brilliant.
Absolute comic genius she was.
But you know what? There was a movie, and I can't remember what it was. Remember me telling you? It was a 1940s movie, and it was basically the Royal Family.
Wow.
So I wonder if Carol, I'm not saying she nicked the Royal Family, but
was inspired by?
I wonder if it was inspired by that. Mm. That's the good word I was looking
for. What was it called?
I can't remember.
Wow.
But it was
film.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Who's it starring?
It was very funny.
So if you want to listen to it, it's called I can't remember. Starring, I don't know.
Rated whatever.
Yeah.
Right, back to the emails, I think.
Oh, yeah.
This one comes from Andrea. Says, hello, everybody. Just wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and say a huge thank you for your brilliant podcast.
Thank you.
You do make me laugh, you bunch of loons. The backhanded compliment there.
We are called loons a lot, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you have got your Christmas shopping done, but if you're still stuck for ideas, how about these wonderful cookery books? See the bottom of this email. On the subject of food and Christmas, I thought I'd tell you about a Christmas mystery that's never been solved. What's funny about that?
Why are you laughing about that?
Have you heard it?
What?
She's spat her wine out.
She's pissed. I just laugh and not tell us why.
Come on, Pat, tell us.
Don't you even think about calling me fucking Pat Coombs.
What's Des doing down there?
Anyway, it was just the way you said Christmas mystery. Just made me laugh.
A Christmas Day mystery that's never been solved.
All right.
One Christmas Day many years ago, my mum was preparing the veg for the Christmas dinner. I'm glad that said veg. She always kept the veg in a wooden box at the top of the garden. And so, as usual, she went to get the veg from the box. When she opened it, she discovered that the carrots were missing. Everything else was still there, but the carrots had vanished.
Reindeer!
Oh! Good shout.
Watson, stop rummaging, for God's sake.
Rummaging. Oh, he's standing on everything.
Yeah, go on, where are the carrots?
Yeah. Let's find out. Oh, you spat wine out everywhere.
Real sincere.
Let's find out.
Proper radiant. Let's find out.
Well, let's find out.
Let's continue.
Dr. Chris Tarrant.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Go on. Go on.
Everything else was still there. The cancer was, so we had to have a Christmas to... I'm trying to imagine where it was.
It's going well.
When she opened it, she discovered that the carrots were missing. Yes. Everything else was still there, but the carrots had vanished. So we had to have our Christmas dinner without carrots.
Oh.
Ooh, can you imagine? As we were talking...
Could you imagine? Christmas.
Yeah. I've been a long time in radio. I don't know about you. Always be sincere, whether you mean it or not.
That's right.
As we were tucking into our carrot-less dinner, the phone rang. My mum answered the phone, and a voice shouted down the phone, "Enjoy your carrots," and hung up. To this day, the identity of the mystery carrot thief remains a mystery. It's given me years of laughs and still does to this day. Maybe Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tarpley could solve the mystery of the missing carrots. I wondered if you had any funny memories of Christmas days past. Wishing you all a happy and healthy new year filled with fun and laughter.
Why? I don't know why. Why are you laughing?
Do you know?
Do you know?
There was one year when my Brussels sprouts went missing.
That's not a bad thing.
No, I know. Well, no. Not oh, there, my God. Oh, hard. I can't eat them anymore. Can't eat them anymore.
Because they went missing.
And beans. What would Pat Coombs do?
What would Pat Coombs do?
Well, that's what I'm going to say that from now on. What would Pat do?
I tell you what, Pat Coombs mysteries. You'll find your carrots.
They're in the catacombs.
Oh.
Yeah. So catacombs. Who stole the carrots then?
Well, that's what she doesn't know.
Well, obviously, for feck's sake, you've just read it out.
I know. So what are you asking me for?
You're getting quite aggressive.
Now, normally you're quite a happy drunk, but today you're being quite...
Do you know what it is? I don't know what percentage this is. Oh, I mean, volume.
Really fucking high.
Is it Stellarato are you drinking?
No, it's red wine, but I think it's... What, it's very... It's, I can't even move. I can't, if I move too quickly...
That's awful.
You sounded like Porky Pig.
I did. Oh, God almighty.
Give us some more.
What percentage is that?
It's not that. It's the little shot of whiskey I shoved in there.
No, you didn't. What is it? What is that? What is am I? What is am I drinking?
What is it drinking I am? Cross between Porky Pig and the
Nobler in the mind.
Yes, absinthe. So it's
very nice.
It's only it's Grand Reserva, extra special. Bit like yourself. 13.5% volume.
13.5 is about average for a bottle of wine.
No, well, I wouldn't know. But it's a Rioja.
You would.
Oh, not Rioja.
I wouldn't know
oh,
what
yes,
the
sorry,
average is.
Rioja.
Yeah.
No,
very, I tell you what, it's gone straight to my head.
No kidding.
It really has.
So I got a third date. I did the same.
Somebody.
the looks. The looks. You're missing the looks.
Right. Some of the. Covers of these books, these cooking books that was
oh, don't tell me, has it got a cock on it?
Yeah,
we've had that before.
Ways to eat cock.
Yeah, we've had that one before.
We've had that one
various
before.
Other ones we've had, like cooking with poo and that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's one I don't recall seeing before, though. Natural Harvest. It's a recipe for.
Oh, I need my glasses.
Put your glasses back on because I think this is going to shock you.
A collection of semen-based recipes.
Semen-based recipe. What,
do you think it means
proper semen?
Semen.
What, a semolina?
Semolina, yes. Semen-based recipes.
Well, that's some awkward way of spelling it, isn't it?
Semen. Yes, it is.
Is it spelled
this
semen?
This cookbook teaches you how to cook with semen, but the recipes can be a little salty.
Oh.
No, they've added that bit on at the end.
That's got to be Photoshop,
yes,
surely. That
yes.
Can't be a real book. Google it.
Imagine you Google history. Cooking with semen. No,
yeah,
this is
a trend of porn site.
Yeah.
Cooking with semen. The goalkeeper, now turned chef.
He was a tall chap, didn't he? Now that's a moustache. He had a big moustache, did semen.
He did, yes.
He did, very big moustache.
Big hands.
Big
it's
hands,
like
yeah.
Crazy whenever he kisses you. Now we've got we've got another email here.
Oh,
this
God.
Is from Luke Styles. It's your turn.
Your turn.
Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl. Oh. There's no need to ping that away, the paper. I haven't emailed in a long, long time, so I thought I would email to say how much the podcast was keeping me going over recent times.
Happy to help.
Through the ups and downs of life. I'm going to wee. What the fuck, Kiki?
You're listening to three drunks around the table.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Start this again.
I am a university. I mean, get that wasn't. I am in university now, so don't have much free time.
I'm in university what?
I am in university now, so don't have... Listen, Glenneth.
I couldn't because you were wheezing.
Sorry. So don't have much free time. But I am hoping to come to see you all at a most haunted experience next year. Attached is something I discovered last week in a town called Ballyclare and instantly thought of Reg. Has Reg found a new job? The sign on the wall for a yoga company is love and light. Is Reg doing... Where's my tissue? Is Reg doing yoga on the side? Thank you. Thank you.
Looking to assist as well.
No, you see, look
how it is. You've seen the Carry On film with Pat Coombs in where she does that.
Yeah, you see, it's me reborn. Yeah. Reincarnated. Can you imagine if I was reincarnated, found out I was actually Pat Coombs? Just check, she is dead.
Oh, yes, she is.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's all right, just checking. Shut up, Watson. Anyway. What is it about blowing your nose? Have you noticed, as you've got older, when you blow your nose, the sound is louder?
It's funny, because I think it's because you go your hearing goes when you get older, so therefore your nose blowing has to go louder so to make sure that you're doing
it. No, it's not that. It's
also,
definitely...
it wishes for the hair on your top lip.
Carl's within slapping range, by the way. I'm the other side of the table.
I'm just joking.
I know you are.
He's only serious.
I know, but no, seriously. Yeah. My nose blowing, the sound, is much louder than it was when I was younger.
It is.
What's that about?
I think it's because you just want to be sure that you're getting everything out.
No, it's not that. It's the sound, Glenneth. Come along.
I know, the sound.
Stop being a skeptic, Glenn!
Just because I'm giving you the responses you don't like doesn't mean I'm wrong.
Yeah, but it's the way, because when we first got together, when you sneezed, you used to go...
No, I never did. I never, ever, ever...
There it is.
Well, that's the other thing. You don't care who hears things when you're older, do you, really?
Well, I blow my nose loudly.
Yeah? Loudly. I sneeze loudly.
Yeah. Well, that means you orgasm loudly, too.
Oh, well, it's been a while, I wouldn't know.
That's what it means. Yep.
Wow.
People that go, that's how they orgasm.
Right.
Yeah. What's your cum face, Glenn?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, that's not a good cum face, is it? The look of quizzical, kind of
quizzical.
Like...
What's happening to me?
What's this? Oh, my God!
At this present moment, it'd just be a look of complete gratitude.
Oh dear. Oh God.
Oh, we do laugh.
Oh, we do laugh. I've got to stop laughing here. Go on. Carry on.
An email here from Dave. And Dave, for your information, is in North Devon.
No fucking way.
Have you ever been to North Devon?
We've been to Devon. We have a house in Devon.
Yeah, I've got a place there as well.
I know. Have you got a house every bloody where?
I know.
When was the last time you were down in your house in Devon?
Must have been 6 months ago.
No, was it?
Hi, everybody. And the master pond maker, the man, the myth, the legend,
Carl.
Mr. Beatty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I hope you're all well. As I say, pond, laugh out loud. How deep is the pond? You know.
How deep is your love?
You know, is your pond, is your pond, is your pond.
You know it's too deep when a submarine surfaces, he says. Sorry, probably got Carl in trouble now.
It will have its own tide. it will.
It's been affected by the moon.
No, it's going really well. What?
Because I've thought, I can't fight it, so I might as well join it.
Just go with it.
Just go with it. We could have...
A dinghy?
Shut up. We could have a beach. Shut up. Could have a beach.
We could have a beach on there. I could even put a little deck chair in there for you.
I mean, we could order sunlight. Some sand.
You could have cake by the ocean.
Will you shut up? This is what it's like to be psychotically ill. Is hearing voices in your fucking head all the time. And if I was ill like that, I'd hear you two constantly in my head, interrupting me all the time.
Well, we don't want you to be lonely.
Not at all.
So what are you hearing in your head?
More wine!
It's horrible.
Is Carl getting a mining machine for Christmas so the pond can be an island sea? So he's onto something.
He is. I'll tell you what, what's his name?
Yeah, it's Dave in North Devon.
Dave in North Devon. Can I thank you? Because I think we should get some sand and make a beach.
You are quite liking the little wall I'm making at the moment.
I am, actually. You've redeemed yourself, because now I can see it's what it could be in the spring.
But you see, when it's finished, what I want, and you actually said this was a good idea, we need to get remote-controlled boats.
Oh,
so we can have boat wars.
That'd be ace.
But we also need someone with a submarine.
Can you just close your ears for a second? I just want to say something to Glenn that you can't hear it.
Well, where do you want to go? Because I'm going to hear it.
No, just put your ears like that and hum. It's a remote control. Oh, my God. To go in the pond. That's genius. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Were you just getting some practice in?
Yeah. When I got Ben bent over his bonnet.
Can't wait.
Ooh, what's that?
Dave goes on in his email, by the way.
What are you doing? For fucking God.
How do you get a paper cut from a chocolate finger?
I just slid the thing across the tree.
Oh, what?
You're right. Where's the sympathy? Where's the love?
Where's the love?
It's not showing yet. It's not showing yet.
Oh, I know where that is, sweetie, because it's not fucking there.
These are the Baileys ones.
The dark chocolate ones.
I don't want those. I want the Baileys.
Yeah, is it where you said to Glenn only have a couple and you're just going through those like a fucking hot knife through butter?
Because they're mine.
Well, we need to get to you on the Terry's commercial. They're not Terry's, they're mine. Right. Anyway, back to this plot here on this email.
Oh, where are we?
It's Dave in North Devon.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
He says, ever, shit joke time, hear about the constipated mathematician. Anybody?
No, go on.
He worked it out with a pencil.
Do you know, that's even got Glenn going, that was a shit joke. Now that's basically not just a shit joke, that's a shit joke that's come out of the arse of another shit joke.
Yeah, I think you're right. He also goes into the mystery sound guest, which we'll get to in a minute. Shall we check the WhatsApp messages, see if we've got any as well to read out?
I can't drink any more of that wine.
Hi guys, Lisa Harvey, the tube driver here.
Oh, hello! How is she?
I just wanted to say, on episode 103, when you played What's That Noise, you didn't actually play the clip of the noise.
Oh.
Can we have... Well, it's the same one, isn't it?
So yeah, but you still need to play the clip, Glenn. Come on, get it together.
Related 103 noise. I hope that makes up for the lack of noise.
I think you should play it twice.
Well, okay. So that's Lisa in Aldershot's request there for a bit of professionalism.
With the first noise, we couldn't have heard that on this podcast
because that
was the 103's podcast. Yes. So the second noise is the only podcast we could have heard.
Right, okay.
And you're right, that is a damn good noise.
It is a good noise, isn't it?
Sounds like a hamster wanking.
How do you know what a hamster wanking sounds like?
That's what I've got a doctorate in. Hamster wanking.
Hamster wanking.
Wow.
I don't join in, obviously, because that would be fucking weird. I just watch.
And we've got some voice notes here as well. Shall we have a listen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, I'm surprised I made it through the night. It was cold in the North Pole last night, and I have got the full-on bastard man flu. Ho, 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 and that.
It's nearly Christmas. I hope he's going to get well soon.
Oh,
he's
so
got a bastard
too.
Man flu.
He needs some pies.
He does need some pies. And another one here.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheroo. I tried it on my tablecloth. Now I'm singing it to you.
What? What was that? Ooh. I've tried it on my what?
Tablecloth, and now I'm singing it to you.
What does she mean?
Well, she's referring to the thing I posted on the Instagram page with the -2, -.
Oh, I see! That works! Should we just do it now?
Yes.
Right, let's just... I'll do it on this box. Right, you ready?
Right, hang on.
It's two, what is it?
If you draw minus two, there minus two, right, plus equals.
Right, let me see. Right, you ready?
Yeah. Yeah!
Chim chimney.
So I don't know who sung that for us, but we've obviously got inside our head.
Yes, we have.
Thank you. And we're probably not the first people who's been inside your head.
You're probably not wrong either, man.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Shall we play What's That Noise?
Go on then.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Well, as you can imagine, lots of people getting involved in this. And here is the noise for this podcast, just so anybody doesn't get, you know, cheated in the lack of noise.
Something winding, wouldn't you? Think it was something.
It's got to have a circular motion to it, yeah, isn't it? Because it,
yeah,
sounds like that.
Definitely.
Okay, Jenny Gray in Nottinghamshire says, is the answer a wind-up torch?
Oh, we had that one.
We have. Radio, I, yeah, I think so. And unfortunately, it's a no.
So it was wrong then, wrong. And it's wrong now. Yeah. Okay, what else do we have here? So, David North Devon, back onto you. Is it Carl doing the windmill while naked?
Won't make that much noise, mate.
No, just be...
It just wobbles.
Unfortunately, that's a no.
Okay. Is it a knee brace or a colostomy bag? Any of those?
Oh, I wish it was.
You've got both.
I have got both. Crying out loud, the noises I make up when I get in the morning. Watson, get down. Not now. We'll do it later. Unfortunately, that's a no.
No for either of those. Is it hinges on a false leg?
Oh, so close.
Good guesses coming in from,
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
People are creative. I mean, they're creative minds.
Yeah. What is it, Carl? It's a...
No.
And this is from Sharon Thomas in Press What In? Oh, Press That In.
Press What In? Press What In?
Press
What In? Oh, that's a good one,
that is.
Press What In?
Hi, podders. Is that the correct collective noun for podcast hosts? I don't know. Your mystery sound has definitely got us all pondering. My guess is it's the sound of a suspendable clothes horse being raised.
Very good guess. I like that.
Is he right?
Well, is it, Carl?
No. Damn it, it's blasted botheration.
Yes.
So keep the emails coming in for What's That Noise into the new year, please. So it's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
The reason why I'm laughing is that Glenn always gestures to me to do the hello. And
you,
I thought,
you nodded back to me.
I thought,
it was almost silent tennis.
Go on, you do it.
These one behind the scenes of presenters, yes, when they're getting something out.
I'm a bit cheeky today. It's the Christmas spirit in me.
It is. Okay, so email us. The email address is
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
And you can WhatsApp message all the while as well. Do you not remember the number?
07859993 something.
Well, that's really helpful. It is 075.
Oh, there you are, got it wrong. 07599927537.
We should also point out at this stage, we're giving ourselves a bit of time off for good behaviour, aren't we?
We are.
We are. We're coming back in February.
Yeah.
Start of February,
so we're having January off.
We're having January off.
And it's nothing to do with what we've just done and gone to court for.
No, not at all. Can't wait for February, then.
So there you
go. Oh, yes, we could do it's a Halloween. We could do a Valentine's. It's all about love.
Ooh, a lovey-dovey podcast.
A lovey-dovey podcast.
Will we still be allowed to say Happy New Year in February?
Oh, stop it, stop it.
That's a good
stop
question.
When do you stop saying Happy New Year?
What do you mean? Well, who's that going to offend, for crying out loud?
No, just generally. It's that point of, like...
You get so far into the New Year.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I thought you meant about offending people.
No, I don't give a fuck about offending people. I really fucking don't.
Quite right.
Yeah, we can't... Listen, we've all got to stick together.
Don't give a fuck about offending me.
Listen, we won't talk about it again, but listen, right?
Right.
You're listening now in your kitchen, in your car, wherever you are, in the gym, on your earphones.
In the bath.
Let's join together and stop this shit. Yes. And let's just say what we want to say, obviously within reason, but say what we want to say.
Yeah, just don't defame people.
And just don't...
just stop being fucking offended.
And just stop being afraid about saying what you want to say. If you want to say, darling, sir, this, that and the other, just say it.
It's almost as stupid as, say, let's say people who are hugely in the public eye have a massive, massive wedding that the world watches and then go, no, do you know what? We just want to be on our own. We want to keep ourselves to ourselves and then get 60 fucking million pounds and do a fucking so many part series for fucking Netflix, giving all their secrets.
Oh, let me tell you, it's gone up, apparently. It's 100 million, not 60 million.
Is it really?
Yeah, 100
million. Have you watched
million.
It?
No, I refuse to watch it.
I am seriously thinking of not having Netflix anymore, because I think if they're going to put that fucking diatribe... If it was the BBC, they'd have to have somebody else having the alternative viewpoint.
Yes, yeah.
But they've got away with just fucking doing that, and I think they're fucking disgusting.
Anyway, on that happy Christmas note...
Somebody happy's arriving up the driveway.
Uh-oh. No fucking way.
No way. Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
No, I know it's Christmas.
He'll be drunk and everything.
No, I know. Just hope he's happy, because we didn't do an investigation with this
week. We didn't, did we?
No, so, oh, God. I hope he's just...
It's fine, it's Christmas. You've got the wrong idea, man.
Well, you go and lay him in.
Yeah, you go and get him. Go and do what you do with Diddy out there. Do what you do with Diddy.
Offer him a club biscuit.
Do what Diddy-Diddy-Dum Diddy do?
Yeah. Diddy?
Diddy-Dum?
Diddy?
Oh, here we go.
Happy Christmas, mate. Thanks very much, Red. You okay? Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Lovely time of the year, mate.
He doesn't like Carl.
Love you, Southerners.
No, he's calling him a Southern twan.
Yeah, he does.
Diddy, I'll see you later.
Yeah, he's very two-faced.
Jingle bells, jingle
bells.
Hi, Red. Guys, Christmas.
I know.
It's fucking Christmas.
Look at you with your Santa hat on.
We've got a Christmas jingle for you. Yeah, everything.
If you could, that'd be great.
Yeah. It's the season. More love and lights, so let's see. It's Red Corner. Everyone.
Here he is.
Yeah. That's lovely.
Did I hear any applause there? I'm just saying. How have you people been?
Well, all the better for seeing you, Reg.
Yeah.
That's great.
We were having a miserable Christmas until you rocked up.
Absolutely. Yeah, we weren't laughing at all.
I'm getting something psychic already just sitting there. It's what? Come straight into me.
What is it?
This proves... Yeah. Now, I've only just walked in here, haven't I?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I've only just walked in, I couldn't know nothing about anything that has or hasn't happened here today.
Right.
I'm getting no one asked how anyone's day went today.
How was your day, Reg?
No, I mean earlier on in the podcast.
You're right, you know.
That's how good I am.
But that's because our day was filled with opening presents.
It was. Well, I'm just saying it.
Do you know what? I've had a great week. It started off quite difficult because me and Winzerline... We've tried to reconnect on a sexual level, because we've been parting a little bit.
Have you?
Yeah, we've been parting a little bit. We tried a bit, and I've been finding it difficult in bed. You know, having sex with her is like playing snooker with rope.
Snooker with what? With rope.
So what have you done to remedy this, Rich?
No, well...
Did you put a bag on her, Rich?
I started... No, an haircut looks like a fucking bag. It's like a curtain. She's got two different colours. It's fucking strange. A blue at one point, blue. Like fringe in her head. Like a fucking head needs a fringe. Like a flame. But no, I thought I'd start looking after myself. So I went to one of those a spa thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the grocery shop.
And I don't understand them.
Did you do yoga by any chance?
No, I'm in court at the moment because some naughty people have used my phrase.
Love and light.
Yeah.
Oh.
We've got a big, huge court case that's not happening.
Right, okay. that's not happening.
So, I did say to them, you know, you're using my... And they really took it on board and told me to fuck off. So that's really that. But anyway, I went to... Do you know what? I had a bad day there.
Why?
I had a bad day.
Why?
Hey, Glenn.
What?
It's not the cough that carries you off. It's the coffin.
Is that right?
You're carried off in.
Okay.
So you don't need to hide your cough from me. Right. I know when you're going to die.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm you not don't need to know
no,
about
I don't
Christmas
need to know.
Dinner.
No.
No, and I went to a spa, but it ended me going to hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, because I went there to get fit, you know, because I wanted to look good.
Did it drop too far?
For Winderly, mm-hmm. No, I went into a sauna.
Oh, sauna.
Yeah.
And I went in there, and there was a lot of different men in there with no clothes on. It was a bit strange, but I kept my towel on because, you know, I'm quite well built. Floppy, but built. And I sat there, and of course it's hot in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hot. It's fucking hot.
Yeah.
And steamy.
Yeah.
Did you still have your cardigan on?
No, and I'm going to dehydrate, so I burnt my lips on the ladle getting some water.
Oh,
right. Yeah, and I did.
That's not for drinking.
No, I fucking know that now. I didn't know it then, so I had to go to the hospital, and I came out... And that was that, so it kind of ruined me and Wendelline trying it on again.
Right,
you know,
right,
I mean,
right.
I did. I thought, I'm going to start dressing nice, so I bought myself a new pair of shoes.
Oh, did you?
I did. I thought, she likes shoes. Man maketh the shoes, maketh the man. That's what they say.
Right.
Yeah. And I bought a new pair of shoes.
Right.
Nice pair of slingbacks.
What colour are they?
They were black.
Right.
Black with white soles. And I said to her, I said, she's going to love this. She's going to go for me in these shoes because she likes a man in shoes. So I did it, you know, and I come home with my shoes on, put my shoes on, but excited. I walk in front of her, backwards before she's reading the paper, doing the crosswords.
Yeah.
And she wasn't looking.
Oh.
And I walked up and down in my shoes.
Yeah.
And I thought, she's not looking, so I thought, I've got to get her fucking attention. So I took my clothes off.
Oh, I got her attention.
So I just had my fucking shoes, and there I was standing in all my glory. And there's a lot of fucking glory.
Nice.
And I suddenly went, hey, babe, what do you think? And she looked at me and she said, what's that? You disgusting fucker.
Oh,
and I said, hey.
Because
nice. She was looking at my deck. And I said, hey, it's not that. It's what it's pointing to. And she looked down at my shoes and she said, fuck off and get a hat. So it ruined the mood for me. So we've not done much, but we're trying. Me and Wendelline, we're trying.
Right. Fair enough. But the trouble is...
the trouble is, I had a dream. I had a dream.
Did you?
It's a terrible dream.
Why?
Well, it was last night, but I think it's going to change who I am. Shall I tell you about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just finished a dream. From stage, from rapturous applause in Stoke. It was the end of the year of my world tour of Soul. And I walked down the streets of London. It was raining. Snowing. It was snowing. It had been raining, but that was a few weeks away. And I went home and I was on my own. And one of my little friends, who helped me out on stage, you know, gets me information and stuff, Diddy, his name is, he said,
Reg Ebenezer Corker,
Can I have a pay rise and a day off on Christmas Day?
And I looked at him, because he's helped me out all year, to be fair, and I looked at him and went, fuck off, you little fuck. And I slapped him on the back of his little head. Right, and he hit straight down in the snow. And the strange thing was, when he stood up, his whole imprint was in the snow.
Oh,
that's funny it was. Just before I went to bed, I had a coal. I had lots of coal, but I only used one bit a year, and I put it on the fire. And I was warming myself up, and I heard these chains from, and I heard this, ooh. And I went, who the fuck is that? And I turned around, and it was my old sparring partner, my mate, my old agent, Stuart Marley.
Wow.
Squeezly man. Audible man. Used to take 50% of everything I earned.
That's a lot.
But we were together, you know, in through thick and thin, and he came up and... said to him, fucking hurry up, this podcast only has a short time.
Yeah,
hour and a half.
Yeah.
So he's got a microphone. So I did, I went to bed.
Good luck.
And I went to sleep pretty straight away. And you know what? I heard the door creaking open. And slow footsteps.
Hello, I'm the ghost of Christmas Past. My name is Pat Coombs. And I'm here to say to you that if you don't sort yourself out and buck yourself out and your ideas together, Mr. Reginald Corker, then you are going to go down a very slippery path. So here, I want to show you some shadows of the past.
Don't hurt me, Pat Coombs.
I will hurt you. I want you to be very frightened of me, because I'm a very frightening woman, am I, Pat Coombs? See here? Look, this is a picture of you when you're a child, Reg.
That was a good-looking lad, wasn't
it? Look what you're doing to that animal.
Well, it was like it kept putting its ass to me. What was I supposed to do? I had to lick something.
Now, let's move forward. This is the love of your life. This is when you first met Windoline. And look how you treated her.
But the gerbil was the first love of my life.
Look how you treated Windoline.
Oh, yeah. Great. Well, she was a hooker. I paid her the money she asked for.
Let's move forward. Do you remember? This was the Christmas office do with the Anytime podcast. Look how much you enjoyed yourself
here. That was great fun.
That's right. And now I want you to remember these times, these moments, and move forward with them. If you don't, then the ghost of Pat Coombs will be with you forevermore. Goodbye, Reg Corker, and think on him then.
Goodbye, Reg Corker, and think on him then. Goodbye, Reg Corker.
And I woke up, and there I was on my own in the room, and I thought, that ghost said absolutely fucking nothing. It just gave me some ideas of stuff I already knew. So I went back to bed again, going, this is all shite. And as I went back to bed, I heard a scratching on the door. Scratch. Scratch. Fuck are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas presents. Yes, I want to look at presents. Reg, Reg, and thrice Reg. Oh no, oh dear! Look at this. Look at that. That's how it is. This is your present. Can you see your nephew at the gathering on Christmas Day today? Can you see the meal?
Oh, fucking hell! Yeah, how'd you do that?
His wife's happy because you're not here. Oh, that's rude.
Well, that's because I think they're a bunch of cons.
And all the more reason they're having a happy and prosperous Christmas.
Well, fuck them. They didn't invite me.
Now let me take you to Diddy's house on Christmas Day. Oh, dear. Now look. They're all sad.
Have they got no food on that table?
No food there.
The cheapskate bastards.
Because you've not been paying him for all that shoving around, you've been saying.
I give him half a day off a year on Christmas fucking day.
It makes no difference. They're very sad, and of course they're
little. Only little doesn't
little
need
son,
that much.
Tiny Diddy did.
Yeah, but Diddy's small. His kids are fucking smaller. How much do they need?
But they couldn't afford a magnifying glass to look at the children this year because you didn't pay them.
Yeah, that's fucking great. I don't give a shit. Fucking twats.
This is how it looks. Christmas presents. The lack of presents and your presence. You're not here and everybody's happier for it, Reg.
Yeah, well, that's
change your ways, Reg.
Why the fuck should I change my ways? Everyone seems to be fucking happy.
We'll be sending another ghost. The ghost of Christmas future. It's coming. It's coming.
And I woke up coughing and I thought, what the fuck was that? I seemed so far my dream had been fine, it wasn't a nightmare, yes.
Right.
Because everyone seemed to be fucking happy. I had a great life beforehand. I felt my windoline and I had all that. Everyone I knew was having a good fucking time with presents and smiling. So I thought, this is great. I'm going to get a good night's sleep now. My little coal that I had was still burning in the heart, so I went back to sleep again. And at that point, I heard thunder. Thunder and lightning. And two ghosts appeared.
Hello!
Yeah, we're the ghosts of Christmas future.
Hello, Ridge, how are you, darling? It's old Dean Pednarid, Ridge, you?
Yeah, and I'm Kenneth.
Will you two shut the fuck up so I can go to sleep?
Now, Ridge, it's come to our attention, my little love here, yes, that you are, in fact, a little cunt. So, we need to sort this out right here and now, because if you don't, you'll continue to be a little cunt for the rest of your life.
I don't mind being a cunt. I'm psychic. I'm one of these psychics.
But do you...
A lot of people think we're cunts.
But do you? Do you? I'm going Birmingham now. Do you? Right. Do you want to end up in a pit of hell with a pitchfork up your ass all the time?
I pay a girl in Soho for that.
Yeah, I think I know her.
So what are you telling me? I'm destined to go to hell if I carry on like this?
Absolutely,
yes,
Rich.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely. You need to mend your ways and learn from your mistakes. Let me tell you now, it's just impossible for you to understand this.
Yeah, what she said.
Look under my cloak and see what you can see there.
Put it away, it smells.
What looks under there? Have a wash, your dirty bitch. Is... You know, you've got a vagina and a cock.
You can have the sort of laugh we have if you just mend your ways.
And then I woke up.
Did you?
Yeah, and I thought to myself, I need to mend my ways.
And did you?
No. So I'm here now, and you two can both go and fuck yourself. Merry Christmas. Fuck off.
Oh, Diddy's coming. Jesus Christ, I've never seen him hobble so quickly.
No. Come in, Diddy. Hey, Diddy, how are you? Where's the southern twat? Is the southern twat outside?
Oh, you're not Carl outside,
oh, is
it?
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
See ya.
May your days be merry.
He's not going to change, is he?
No,
what
never.
Happened?
Oh, yeah, he shared a dream, basically, with Scrooge.
Yeah.
Scrooge on...
Reg Ebenezer Corker.
Yes.
Reg Ebenezer Corker.
Yeah. He'll never change. He was shown the three ghosts, and they were basically saying to him, change your ways, and he basically done the fuck off.
I know, he didn't even mention white sperm. Even white sperm didn't turn up for his dream.
No.
Did he not?
No.
Well, that's probably why. If white sperm had probably told him, because that's his spirit guide.
Yeah.
You've got to remember, these psychics, these real psychics, are guided
Christ,
by the spirit guide.
Oh, all the
so
time.
So the spirit guides, don't get, they can only give you what they're getting.
Oh.
Yeah, if they get something wrong, it's not their fault, it's the spirit guy's fault. You can't really see or get in touch with and complain to.
Ah, okay.
Well, it was entertaining nonetheless. I'm so sorry that you missed it.
Well, that's...
out there with your friend Diddy.
He was having a lovely Christmas.
Is he?
Yeah.
This wasn't it.
No, this wasn't it. Well, what, we've had a lovely time. I've laughed. I've got a bit merry.
Yeah, I've got very merry.
It's what Christmas is all about. It's having a good time and a good laugh.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. So we can only hope that we bestow the same virtues onto yourself, and thank you for listening through the year.
Absolutely. Wherever you are in the world listening now, have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, a great new year, and we will be back in February with lots more laughter, fun and drunkenness by me.
In the meantime, that doesn't mean that they get time off our list. No, you've got to email us.
You have. Hello at anytimepodcast.com. You can also WhatsApp us and leave your, I don't know, New Year's messages. Look, we're desperately trying to find the phone number on the piece of paper. That's how much we're... what's the number? 075999-9737 or something like that. Oh, no, I've got that wrong. Oh, I've got the 537 kind of right. 075999-27537. 5999-27537.
And just before we go, everyone, we're all equal. We've only got a small time on this planet. Let's just love each other. Let's just love each other. That's all we need to do, and it'll all be fine.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.